Sione was not the type of person for which there'd be something to hide. Saying that to Sione was received as an insult. Saying something of that nature was to be avoided. On the other hand, implying that directly, implying in a direct manner that Sione was shady, was to be received coldly. You'd get nowhere, and I mean nowhere. That kind of perception was not to be fostered. We have to remember this. We have to remember that Sione was a direct person. Sione did not hide. No. These sort of games were far from what Sione stood for. Being opaque. There was not even something he understood. Opacity was never something he strived for. His approach was always fronted. His attitude was always transparent to the history. He used to tease me all the time about the level of opacity I manifested. He used to call me inhibited. Sione always said I was an inhibited type. He was in fact mild in this type of approach. Sione was mild and benevolent. One cannot say that Sione was ever impolite. No, not at all. Sione was not some sort of piedone. So asking Sione for a favor was always received well. Yet, one would have to be cautious. One would generally show cautiousness in asking and receiving favors. In this lies the truth. People are highly cautious when asking or receiving favors. Yet, Sione would always do favors. Always. That's what Sione did. That's what Sione was. That's what he stood for. That's what being Sione Paea. The action of favoring. The activity of doing favors. I'm talking essences here. I'm being an essentialist. And that is everything. Almost everything. To show cautiousness in asking favors from Sione would mean to break the rules. The rules of the game. Not in my case, don't get me wrong. Do not misunderstand what I'm saying here. Sione was benevolent in what concerned my person. Sione would try to educate me on things. And that in itself was a favor, that is all. Sione was, in fact, awesome.